భగవద్గీత 9.21, తీర్థం భుక్త్వా స్వర్గలోకం విశాలం క్షీణే పుణ్యేమర్థలోకం మిషంతి ఏవం త్రైధర్మమను ప్రపన్నా గతాగతం కామకామా లభంతే. కృష్ణ కంటిన్యూస్ టు అనలైజ్ హియర్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ హ్యాపీనెస్. హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సిన్ఫుల్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్. He's talking about pious sense gratification of the kind that is available in the heavenly planets. And he says that life is there enjoyable. Divideva bhogan, he had mentioned in the previous verse. But then it comes with a time limit. And that time limit limits everything. Even if it's divideva bhogan, even if it is a huge amount of happiness, still it is all ultimately limited by the expiry date that it comes with. Krishna says tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Vishalam, it is huge happiness, they enjoy it, but after that క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్యలోకం మిషంతి క్షీణే పుణ్యే. వెన్ ద పుణ్య ద పయస్ క్రెడిట్స్ దట్ దేవ్ గాట్ ద గెట్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ మర్త్యలోకం మిషంతి ది కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అర్త్. మర్త్యలోక ద ఎర్త్లీ ప్లానెట్ సిస్టమ్ ఇస్ క్యారెక్టరైజ్డ్ బై డెత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ whereas in the heavens, because the lifespan is so long, so the occurrence of death is not so frequent, and the awareness of death is not so prominent in the consciousness of the residents of heaven, unless of course they are very seriously, they are spiritually awakened and spiritually aware. But in the case of earthly residents, the occurrence of death is so frequent and pervasive. Of course, everybody has to die. And in that sense, the death rate is 100%. But when we talk about the frequency of the occurrence of death, that means that actually we can, just by living in this world, encounter death coming upon different people at different times, and in the news, among our relatives, in our social circle. Because life is so temporary, so short-lived, death is so pervasive and even prominent. Therefore, this world is called as Martyaloka. Kshine punye Martyalokam vishanti. They come back to Martyaloka, he says over here. Evam traidharma manu prapanna. Thus, one who follows the traidharma, dharma arthakama, traidharma manu prapanna, what does that person get? Gatagatam kama kama labhante gata agata. The person simply goes back in the cycle of birth and death. Kama kama labhante. So Krishna has described here one cycle of elevation from earth to heaven by piety and degradation from heaven to earth by the exhaustion of that piety. And through this, Krishna points to several such occurrences, even in fact repeated occurrences, which underscore that even the enjoyment of heaven is temporary. And thus, the people who achieve that, are not doing anything tangible from an ultimate sense for solving the problems of their life. Srila Prabhupada would give the example of goats standing in line while they are about to be slaughtered soon. As long as they are given sense gratification, some nice food to munch on, the goats don't care about what happens to their them in future. Such obliviousness to the future is suicidal. But unfortunately, that's what happens to goats and to goat-like humans. And even to goat-like humans who rise to the level of heavenly residents. Now, evam traidharma manuprapanna. In this way, those who follow traidharma, they gatagatam kama kama labhante. They go and come and they do not get anything lasting. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken at a time when the Kshatriyas had a very prominent ethos of laying down their life in a heroic battle and ascending to heavens. And within the mainstream Kshatriya community, and the ascent to heaven was considered the greatest achievement of life. Indeed, Arjuna also pointed to that when the first argument that he gave, Krishna pointed to that when he said that Aswargyam Akirtikaram Arjuna. Kutastvakashmalamidam vishame samapasthitam anaryajushtam asvargyam akirtikaram arjuna. So, where does this kashmala, where does this weakness come from? Vishame samapasthitam, at this time of danger, anaryajushtam asvargyam. It does not behave in arya, behoove in arya. And it is asvargyam, akirtikaram. So, fame and heaven, these were considered to be the crown jewels in the celebrated career chart for Kshatriyas. So Krishna is telling Arjuna here that career chart, the success in it is actually not success. It is another kind of failure. To use the temporary to attain the eternal is real success. To use the temporary to attain another better temporary is not really success. It is actually underutilization, which causes the loss of a precious opportunity. So in this verse, Krishna stresses that the attainment of heavens offers only a temporary result, and therefore a wise person should not try to do the karma kanda by which to attain heavens. What should such a person do? That will be told in the next verse, where Krishna states that his devotees attain an eternal destination. The essential theme of these two verses on karma kanda 9.20 and 21 is that by doing punya, in terms of Vedic rituals, one can go to heavens and enjoy immense pleasures, but even those pleasures are temporary and one will have to return back to the earth. Therefore, this is not a worthy aspiration for a wise person. Thank you.